Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen with a preaching entitled God and the World.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world. People prefer darkness to light, because their works are evil. For everyone who does wicked thing hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as we ponder another reading from the Gospel of John during this Easter season, our text today begins with very significant, enigmatic words. God so loved the world. It's interesting that we find these words here in the Gospel of John, because as we read John, and especially the letters of John, we are sometimes ambiguous about what our relationship to the world should be. In the first letter of John, we are cautioned not to love the world, not to love the things of this world. Clearly, for John, the world carries different connotations. The world can be that world of sin and evil in which we so often find ourselves. But the world can also be that which belongs to God, God's creation. Anyway, today, the Gospel according to John tells us that God loved the world enough that he gave his only begotten Son, so that those who believe in him might have eternal life. God loves us so much that he sent his only Son into the world for our sake. Now, even our text today carries some ambivalence within it, because it talks about those in the world who prefer darkness to light, in contrast to those who live in the light, those who really come to believe in Jesus Christ. But what is our own relationship to the world to be? It is interesting for me in particular, because I have read extensively the works of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, the Jesuit priest who wrote extensively about creation and evolution, and in so doing, talked about the importance of creation and the importance of the world. And so I want to emphasize that today we celebrate the 69th anniversary of the death of Teilhard de Chardin. April 10th, 1955 was Easter Sunday. April 10th, 1955 was Easter Sunday, the day on which Teilhard died. Now I bring that in with our gospel text in Easter season, because Teilhard was someone who had a very world-affirming spirituality. His was not a spirituality of condemnation of the world. And the gospel says, God did not send his son to condemn the world, but rather Tamar more so saw his spirituality as world-affirming. Not that he was naive about the presence of suffering and evil in the world, of course, but nevertheless, that's how he saw things, God's creation. God's creation, very much an evolving creation, but one in which we find ourselves in the journey through the world to God. His well-known spiritual treatise was The Divine Milieu, how the world is a divine environment, how creation is immersed in God, how we are to be God, intoxicated. So although there are those things in the world, undoubtedly pain, suffering, sin, evil, nevertheless, we are invited to ponder the world as a place in which we also find grace and our salvation. I would like to read for you a quote from Teilhard de Chardin, a significant quote in many ways from his Divine Milieu, but it says something about our journey to God in the world. Quoting, "The full truth of our situation is that here below, and because of our immersion in the universe, we are each one of us placed within its layers or on its slope at a specific point, defined by the present moment in the history of the world, the locality of our birth, and our individual vocation. And from that starting point, namely our being in the world at this moment in history with our own unique vocation, from that starting point, variously situated at different places, the task assigned to each one of us is to climb towards the light, passing through so as to come to God through a given series of created things, which are not obstacles, but rather footholds, intermediaries to make use of. Matter, the material world, falls into two distinct zones, differentiated according to our effort. The zone already left behind or arrived at, to which we ought not return, or at which we should not pause, lest we fall back. This is the zone of matter understood in the more material or carnal way. But then the zone offered to our renewed efforts, our search, conquest, for divinization, the zone of matter taken in a spiritual sense. And the frontier between these tones is relative and shifting. That which is good, sanctifying, and spiritual for my brother below or beside me on the mountainside could be misleading, material, or bad for me. What I rightly allowed myself yesterday, I must perhaps deny myself today. In other words, we can only rejoin God after having traversed a specific pattern or path through the world, which path can be seen as a distance which separates, but can also be seen as the road which links." End quote. We have here an appreciation of the world, but an understanding of the world to be taken in two ways. The world, which we are to leave behind because of progress spiritually we've made, and that which lies ahead, challenges still to be overcome. But the world is the context, the milieu in which we find ourselves as pilgrims on our journey to God, and are not to be judging of others for where they are located on the mountainside, the path they must trod, where they have been, where they must still go. We are all climbing the mountain to arrive at the same place eventually, namely God. And we come to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the risen Christ, and we come to and with the risen Christ through the world in which we find ourselves. So yes, God so loved the world that he sent his Son to be a salvific presence within us. And in this Easter season, we join that Son as we too journey through the world with the risen Christ to our heavenly home, a place of light, as we leave darkness behind us and move ever upward and forward. Thank you. May you have a blessed Easter season.